through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Hello.
On the other mic this week.
I'm here.
Hey, thank you so much for holding the fort on Friday.
A pleasure.
Steering the ship, driving the train, doing all the things.
I'm the fat controller now.
Tim's the fat controller. There we go.
Just for one day. No, it was great. I had a good time.
Well, I'm glad.
Me
so
and
thank
Tess,
you.
We had a ball, didn't we?
We did have a ball.
It was a choice.
I had FOMO, I have to say. I was like, damn, they're probably having so much fun in the studio right now.
One day off in the whole year.
I wish I was at work.
Learn how to switch off, Rachel, for goodness sake.
Hey, Tim, what's going on in the media?
Dudes, huge news.
Oh, Lord.
Boys, we got him. We sold three.
Hey.
MediaWorks have finally shifted off that loss-generating TV juggernaut to an international buyer who probably don't understand the cursed property they're inheriting.
Oh, dear.
Nah, that's not true. Discovery have bought it, as you may have seen in the news last couple of days. Came out earlier this week. Discovery is a huge international TV conglomerate that operates like almost literally everywhere on Earth.
Wow.
They've got brands and TV channels from here to Timbuktu. Do people still say that?
I mean, a thing when I was a kid. I guess they do.
I don't even know where Timbuktu is. Over 9,000 employees at Discovery, and somehow...
Really? I didn't know that.
It's profitable, wow. Even at the moment.
Wow.
In a challenging TV market.
I always associate it with Steve Irwin in my mind. That's my Discovery sort of association.
Kind of dates your memory a little bit.
It does a bit, yeah.
If I was going to turn on the TV and pick a channel to watch, it would probably be something like Discovery. If I went to a house that had like...
All the channels.
Is it still called that? Sky?
Yeah, still called Sky.
Well,
yep, you got it.
I haven't watched TV in a wee while, but you know.
This is some intense millennial chat, eh? Does TV exist still? Is that a thing around people's flats?
But I'd probably pick Discovery Channel.
So you probably,
or Animal Planet.
You're probably watching Discovery even when you don't know it, because they own so much stuff. They own Animal Planet, Food Network, the Oprah Winfrey Network, which then owns a whole bunch of sub-brands and channels. This thing called HGTV, which I think stands for Home and Garden Television in America, which is like massive. So it's great news that Three managed to find a buyer for itself, and that it'll keep going in New Zealand. That is very good. And Discovery spent a lot on content, $4 billion annually.
Wow.
US. Wow. $3 billion of that is outside the United States as well, which bodes well for local programming getting funded here. But they can do, like, they're in a great position to do a bunch of nifty stuff to make it work for them. They own so much intellectual property and programming as it is that they can afford to just buy a channel and biff their own stuff on there, and they can make a lot of cost savings.
I was going to say, do you think that they're just going to put stuff on the channel that's filmed wherever, I'm guessing they're based in the US.
Yeah, yes they are.
Or they'll fund stuff to be filmed here.
It'll definitely be a combination of the two.
Right.
Yeah. They will, like, I'd be pretty shocked if they did zero local programming. Mm. They'll be chasing NZ On Air funding just like everyone else.
Mm. Side note, Timbuktu is in Africa.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Texter. This BFM crowd, man. They're sharp. They're sharp and they're quick. It was a little confusing as well, but what I got based off the spin-offs write-up, and shout out to Duncan Grieve once again, who did a lot of legwork talking to all sides to get the good info on this. It looks like News Hub is being sold along with it, and the intention is that News Hub will contract back into MediaWorks. But
my brain's doing some gymnastics to understand that, but I get where you're going.
So MediaWorks owns Three and News Hub. And I think Three and News Hub have both been bought by Discovery, which is slightly concerning.
That I didn't news know organization News Hub was for
sale. But I also might be reading it wrong, so don't hold me to it too closely. I'm just a volunteer at BFM. What do I do? More news?
More news. What's going on?
Advance NZ. You know, that batshit political party led by Billy TK Jr. and Jamie Lee Ross?
I have heard of it, yes.
They're in the TVNZ debate. Hooray!
So what's the controversy around this? Because I've seen a lot of people online talking about this. Why are people concerned about Advance NZ being in the TV debate?
That it's legitimising a party that is creating a lot of fear by, I'm going to say, in my opinion, lying to people's faces.
And what about? What is it, in your opinion, that is being lied about?
Well, so for example, Billy T. Kahika, I think is how you say his name, Jr., his dad was Billy TK, who's kind of a legendary blues muso.
Mm.
he believes that New Zealand is being taken over by a globalist cabal and that Jacinda Ardern is getting us signed up to the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, which would lead to the destruction of democracy wholesale in New Zealand. All that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know?
So,
this is... that coronavirus, our response to it is like some sort of police state action to try and crack down on our freedoms.
So this is quite a recent thing that they've said they're going to put them in the debate. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. What happened is John Tamahiri protested to TVNZ because the Māori Party were left out. Mm-hmm. So it was like the Greens and ACT were in there, but the Māori Party did not have access. So John Tamahiri, who's the leader of the Māori Party, went, yo, this ain't fair. And then TVNZ said, hey, you're right. You're in. But also advances... going to be in this debate.
I wonder why they decided to pull them in alongside.
I haven't read in enough detail, but I'm assuming whatever criteria they kind of had to shift to sort of include the Māori Party, that also now extends to Advance. So it might be number of members, or it might be like an official registration which requires 500 signed members of the party. Whatever measuring stick they use to justify getting the Māori Party in, Advance NZ probably is also included in that.
So it's a tricky time for dealing with disinformation and misinformation and complicated stuff, because it's a scary time. People are, you know, everything's a little bit up in the air and stuff's changing all the time.
And
how do you know where to draw a line if there is a line that should be drawn? All of that stuff. It's quite hard to
keep up with philosophically. I'm pretty opposed to really silencing anyone. I think generally speaking the solution is more information. But the reality is the bandwidth is so limited, and especially in something like a televised debate on TVNZ in the lead up to an election, there is literally like only a set number of minutes that each party is going to get to talk for.
Right.
And I think the probability that the Advance NZ party will see an opportunity to just throw a Molotov cocktail in there to get some attention is so high that they'll just say whatever they need to. To cause a stir.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah. And then the final one's real grim. Weta Digital, terrible place to work by multiple accounts.
So has this come into the news recently, or what's the deal with this?
This is interesting because the visual effects industry has a terrible reputation, as a lot of industries do, for being just like toxic work environments, particularly old boys club. Anything that's got a bit of a technology bent, like the gaming industry has really been grappling with this for a long time. The film industry at large is known as a pretty toxic working environment, to be honest. And some of that is to do with the fact that you come into these jobs and there's sort of contract work for a set amount of time, high stress environment, you're working together really closely and then you bugger off. So Weta Digital has had this reporting exclusively from TVNZ. Shout out to Kristen Hall, who went out and found these eight current and former employees who all gave quite similar stories of sexism, harassment and bullying. There was a page on the work intranet, they claimed, that outlined who was sleeping with who within the company.
Oh no,
that
there was
awful.
A tradition called Porn Friday, where staff would use the internal email system to just swap around pornographic images.
Oh my god.
And there was a mailing list called Cavemen that
don't know where that's going.
Yeah, it was not good. It was just porn. It was like a porn mailing list you automatically got, like, I think added to when you
this feels like out the gate. How would this be, you know, anybody walking into that situation, how would that be okay, you know?
Yeah,
So how was the investigation like?
I don't want to, you know, paint with too broad a brush, but I would suggest that people who were really good at visual effects in the early 2000s may not have been the most socially developed and used to dealing with women generally.
Some spicy takes coming from Tim this morning.
Yeah, I'm a tired boy. I'm lashing out at everyone. But Weta Digital started it, man. So here's a quote from one of the former staff. It's a known fact that the film industry treats its workers like shit. They work people until they burn out or quit. The culture is a mix of boys club mentality, bullying gone wild, and casual sexism. I wouldn't recommend anyone work there, referring to Weta Digital.
So what's actually happening at the moment? Is there an investigation going on? Like, is there any kind of retribution happening? What is the sort of play at the moment?
They made a comment.
Mm.
They told One News that they acknowledge there has been historical behavioural issues, including sharing of inappropriate content and commentary.
Uh-huh.
I personally haven't read about a investigation. Have you got something there, Tess?
They've said that they've taken immediate steps to stop that content being shared.
That's good.
That is good.
That is good.
Well, we'll watch this space then, I'm sure. Tim, it's a big bad world out there.
It sure is, but congrats to three for finding someone who will buy you. And it's a lesson that all of us, no matter what shape you're in, no matter what your history is, someone out there can love you. There's someone for everyone.
And on that note, Tim, it's been an absolute pleasure, as per usual. Thank you also to all of the texters. We've got some nice texts in as well, so cheers for that. And we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Catch you then.
See you later.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.